Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George back with you again as we continued on the home stretch with week number 86. Now, as you can probably tell, I contracted a nasty cold last week that I've been trying to shake ever since, and it has affected my voice. The good news is, I do feel like I'm finally beginning to trend in the right direction. That being said, this week we find ourselves in the book of Hebrews, as well as the Old Testament book of Leviticus. Well, guess where I'm going today? Not because Leviticus isn't relevant, because all scripture is God-breathed, but because the book of Hebrews, to me, is utterly fascinating, enchanting, and it just captivates my attention. And it's even mysterious to a degree, since the author of this book chose not to identify themselves, although many believe it to be Paul. In fact, next to the Gospels and Revelation, Hebrews might be my next favorite New Testament book, because it places emphasis squarely on the heart of the gospel, which is the supremacy of Christ Jesus, the forgiving King. And like some other books we've read recently, I could easily spend weeks right here in Hebrews, gleaning not only the obvious, but also the hidden nuggets of truth just waiting to be discovered and explored. So for today, I want to focus on a transformational principle that comes to us by way of a warning, and it's a warning to persevere. And it's found in verse 1 of chapter 2, and it says this in the New Living Translation. So we must listen carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. Now that's easy to read over and miss, but it really ought to grab our attention because it indicates that even as Christians, those who profess faith in Christ, if we choose to believe lies, it's possible for us to drift away from the true faith. And nothing could be more frightening. Remember that Satan is working overtime to deceive as many as possible, including believers. It's all he has to live for at this point. And so to add emphasis to this warning, I also want to refer you to chapter 3 of Hebrews, even though it wasn't technically part of our reading assignment this week. Yeah, I read it anyway. I'm going to read verses 12 through 14. And as I do, listen again for a similar warning. Verse 12, be careful then, dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning you away from the living God. You must warn each other every day while it's still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, then we will share in all that belongs to Christ. You see, the writer of Hebrews warns us to be careful, to make certain, to warn each other, to avoid deception, and remain faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed. Look, we're in a battle for truth, and we've got to remain alert and persevere to the end. We can't afford to drop our guard and coast to the finish line. We must continue to press forward in our faith, lest we become deceived and drift away. Now, these types of warnings are sprinkled all throughout Scripture, and they were given for our benefit and shouldn't be ignored. For example, listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, this time in the NIV. By this gospel you are saved, if what? If you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. In other words, it's possible to believe in vain if you fail to hold on firmly to the truth. Look, it's good that you made a profession of faith 5 years ago or 15 years ago or 30 years ago. But according to Scripture, it's necessary that we persist in our faith, endure in our faith, and persevere in our faith and allegiance to Christ by remaining faithful and holding on firmly. Now, these are action words and phrases. That's because our faith in Jesus is an active faith, not a passive one. Jesus said in John 8:31, "You are truly my disciples if what? If you remain faithful to my teaching." Look, I could go on and on with these kinds of verses, but you get the point. Don't think of your repentance as a one-time event that occurred on the day you professed faith in Jesus. Instead, we should live out repentance as a lifestyle, always striving to walk according to the Spirit rather than the pitfalls of the flesh. That's what Paul meant when he said, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." The Christian faith is a journey with many traps and snares along the way that we must not only avoid, but strive to overcome and endure to the end with at all cost, with God's help. So how can we assure we will not drift away, but instead finish strong and endure to the end? Well, let me answer that by quoting Paul from chapter 2 of his letter to the Colossians, verses 6 and 7. He wrote this, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him." See, there's that same idea. We continue in our faith to follow him. Verse 7, "Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Look, our faith is all about Jesus because he is the creator, he is the redeemer, and he is the coming king. And the way to endure is to continue to follow him daily in persistence and growing your roots deep down into him and building your life upon him. And that takes intentional purpose and effort. Look, nobody ever laid on their deathbed and said, "Gee, I wish I hadn't spent so much time seeking after Jesus." Like, that's never been said before. To the contrary, Jesus said, "If you give up your life for my sake, you will find it for eternal life." This is Pastor George. Have a great week following Jesus.